Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You know, we got tangled up there. You know, emotions from both sides kind of went up, and I think it was too much.
Yeah, it was a weird bench clearing. You know, the guy's jumping up to make a play. I don't know what he's mad about. So, I don't know about a rivalry. We got a job to do. You know, we're just out trying to play ball, so I got nothing.
No, Aaron. Look at the replay, Aaron. That's not what happened. That's not what happened. He jumped up to make a play. He did. But on his way down, he took an extra little squat and then a shove to the guy's head. Look at the replay, man. You know what I mean? Don't say nothing. Just don't say anything. But Reyes put a little mustard on that hot dog, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, look.
And Kierstedt again, took exception to it.
Well, and Kierstedt's also the guy who got hit in the head by the Yankees last year. So it's like, you get hit in the head again, and what's going on?
Yeah.
I totally understand it. And by the way, like we say this from time to time, but there are certain people, when you see them get angry, you're wondering, like, is it just? Because, like, Kierstedt's not one of those guys that I've seen have any type of altercation, words for anyone.
He is who... See, you're going by how he looks.
Mm-hmm.
He is what he looks like.
Yeah.
He is that guy. He's not...
Oh, I definitely stereotyped him from watching him, but I haven't seen anything that... demonstrative from him.
He's not looking for problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not that guy. I'm not looking for trouble. You jumped up, you landed, and instead of running, you give me an extra little squat, and then you reach back to shove. Come on, man. You ain't going to punk me out here. No. It's not going to happen.
And
he said, don't effing push my face again. And I don't blame him.
Was that what he said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was trying to read the lips, yes, but sir. I wasn't.
Yeah. ESPN picked it up too.
Yeah. And so then he does, like, again, did he walk off and shove the guy or take a swing at him or get nose to nose? No, he said something to him. He was like, hey,
don't do that again. Yeah. And that's okay. Now, you want to clear the benches for that? Okay.
CNL Perez is still running back out to the bullpen.
Jorge Mateo came out there wishing to marry Franklin Wood. Hey, I'm just letting y'all know, I'm here just in case. I'm here for reinforcement. Swing if you want.
Like,
I loved it. Jorge Mateo gets a 7-day pass from me.
Yeah, like I said earlier, he ain't been hitting anything. He wanted to hit something.
He gets a 7. Dude, anything he does for the next week, negative, I ain't talking about it.
Jorge's had like 4 hits the last five games.
Joe, my joke worked. Shut up.
Yeah, he did have 2 hits Sunday.
Two against Rodon.
Yeah.
He was one of the only ones that had 2 hits.
Yeah.
Right? Because we were talking about how bad everything was.
Jorge, I ain't bothering you for a week.
He's running up to you right now, Jeremy. I see him outside coming out Clarkview.
Now, he ain't passing CNL. The guy's running in from the bullpen. We all got to admit, that's the dumbest thing ever, right?
Michael Kay said it on the Yes Network. Right? He's like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
The best one ever is when Matt Albert's fat ass was running out and he had to stop and put his hands on his knee midway through. Like Fatty McGee.
But how cool would it be if that does happen and instead of the bullpens running out, they should just start fighting.
I think
that'd be awesome.
Square
not
off
even,
the
Not
track.
Even the warning track. You know, the Orioles, the bullpens are stacked on top of each other.
Right.
Just have them jump down. And let's go.
Give him the Macho Man, like, double hammer off the top rope.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to fight. They just want to be, you know, I just want to make sure my teammates know I'm here.
Well, look, to be fair. And
all present and accounted for.
Outside of hockey, I'd say in most, we don't see a lot of fights in football. We've had a couple, but you get to go out there and probably hit the guy the next time.
I got a helmet on. I ain't.
Well, you get it. Nobody. But I'm just saying, like, hockey's different. All those guys, there ain't many people that want to fight. They just don't want to be pressed, and they can't look like a punk.
You're right.
That's all it is. It's the hold me back bros over and over and over again.
Is running out from the bullpen more stupid than NFL players punching each other with helmets on?
No.
No, that's the dumbest thing. Punching with a helmet is the dumbest thing.
Oh, well, hold on.
It's the dumbest thing.
They're pretty equal in my mind.
I think the running from the bullpen is dumb because if you get so angry, you'll do something stupid and throw a punch. They run from the bullpen every time there's a crowd.
Can I tell you why I think it's dumb?
Okay.
Running from the bullpen does not cause an injury. You are potentially injuring yourself, breaking your hand by hitting someone. That is, when you do something to injure yourself, it's dumb.
I mean, you're...
It's absolutely dumb.
You're right. I'm looking at it.
See, running from the bullpen is nonsense.
Okay.
Hitting someone with a helmet on is dumb.
That's fair. That's because, like, I look at it and go, okay, in anger, like, I've done stupid things being angry.
There you go. Stupid.
Yeah. But I ain't never run out. I ain't never running 60 yards to just say hi to everybody on the other team to run back 60 yards. It ain't happening.
Joe, didn't you say the Orioles are 17-13 in the last 30 against the Yankees?
Correct.
You think, because to me, and the Yankees are always, everything they say is amplified, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Has Aaron Judge talked more, I was about to say, nothing other than trash. Lord, help me.
By the way, I dropped
I ain't a Catholic.
I was on Glenn Clark's show, and I dropped an F-bomb.
Has Aaron Judge talked more trash about the Orioles over the last 4 years than any other team? Three years.
Yeah, because he's, look, as much as I love him, as great as he is, he cries about stuff. He's sitting here saying, well, I don't know why he was so upset. Why were you upset that they moved the wall in, buddy? Just hit it further. Are you upset because your stadium has the smallest venue possible down the lines, and you got your jet stream, so if you lift the fly ball in any other stadium, it goes out? I mean, come on, dude. Like, what is this, build a park? Shut up. Every park gets built, jackass. What are you talking about?
Oh, God created heaven and earth and the ballparks.
Yeah, that's right.
Except for Camden Yards.
Yeah, nobody ever makes changes at their ballparks.
No, seriously, like, it seems to me that he's talked more trash about the Orioles than any other team over the last three seasons, man.
That's because they're not our rival.
They're hitting us. They're hitting us, man. I mean, come on, dude. We're dropping like flies. Hitting us in the head. You ain't going to treat us like your little brothers. I mean, we ain't having that. And that's all that Heston Kierstead said. Oh, look, man, we ain't having this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.